You're listening to the Professional Podcast, hosted by the Blue Collar Consulting Group.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to yet another episode of the Professional Podcast, brought to you by the Blue Collar Consulting Group and hosted by me, Gary Roth, founder of the Blue Collar Consulting Group, also a soldier in the Army, and this month I hit a whopping 22 years. So yay me. I'm dumb enough to stay around this long. I'm just kidding. I often say that when people say, thank you for your service, I say, please don't do that. I'm not that important. They ask me how long I've served. I say 22 years. They say, oh, wow, that's amazing. I say, not really. They only keep the dumb ones this long. So unless you live in a cave, and you might actually be better off these days, we have heard all about COVID-19, the coronavirus. It's a respiratory illness that is much like a pneumonia. Although I'm not an epidemiologist, I'm not a physician, I'm just a guy with a set of eyes and a mind that I use to think for myself. And so what I see is an overreaction in many cases. So we're going to go over a few points here. I put this episode together kind of at the last minute, so if I jump around, I apologize. Feel free to go back, take a note, provide any type of retort that you would like. You can always reach out to me on Twitter, blue_leadership. You can always look up the Blue Collar Consulting Group on Facebook. You could even look me up on Instagram, Blue Collar Consulting. So there are plenty of ways to, or if you'd like to send an email, gary@bluecollarconsultinggroup.com. There are many ways that you can provide your own feedback, and I would encourage it. If I am dead wrong on something, I'd like to know. I've had my mind changed before. And most of this stuff is my opinion, although I will be referencing statistical data. So first things first, I would really like for you to make sure that you are getting your information in the right place. Yes, you can come here to my show. Yes, you can listen to other podcasts and news source, but be careful that you are providing yourself with a balanced set of data. That's important because the hysteria revolving around this virus is remarkable. Hysteria, paranoia, panic never makes a situation better. Worrying about a situation never makes anything better. The only thing that makes the situation better, calm collective action, being proactive, and having accurate data. These are the only things that make scary and dangerous situations better. Panic buying the toilet paper at Walmart does not make the situation any better. Relentlessly sharing updates on social media does not make the situation any better. Scaring your friends and family into the bomb shelter, okay, does not make the situation any better. I'm beating a dead horse here, but it is important that we remain calm, cool, and collected. Probably the first place you should start is the CDC website, cdc.gov. Start there, and you can listen to the most accurate and up-to-date government information available. You can also listen to the press reports, press releases, video press briefings, that are held every day, every other day. There was a great one held by the president, the vice president, and a couple of doctors that they have on staff there. I don't know if it's a surgeon general or not. And they detailed updated numbers as of yesterday, what response is happening, what legislation is being passed. It was the most calm, cool, and collected press briefing on the planet. Did you know that they did bipartisan legislation yesterday to provide relief efforts for those that can't work because they're hourly? Did you know that testing for this virus is going to be 100% free for every single American body in this country? There are things going on that these media outlets with an agenda won't tell you. Remember, the media benefits from hysteria. CNN wants you to panic. Do you know why? Do you know why news companies want you to panic? Because when you're afraid, you will go to their website hundreds of thousands of times per day. When you do that, they get numbers that they can sell to advertisers. If they get millions of clicks per day, they will go to companies and say, look, we get millions of clicks per day, so you should pay us to advertise your products and services. Think about that for a minute. Everybody hates for-profit prisons because they make money based on the number of inmates they have. And yet we are totally okay with being driven into hysteria by CNN, MSNBC, and the like, just so that they can get more eyeballs and more clicks to sell more ad revenue, ad space. So you tell me, do you really want to be driven to hysteria by a company just so that they can get your clicks? Or would you rather have all the facts and be able to respond on your own like a responsible and mature adult? It's up to you. I don't know how honest you're being with yourself. I'll be honest with you. Some people love the drama and some people don't. So for the podcast side of the house, we're going to take just a quick break for an ad break, which is amazing. And we're going to come right back. Those of us with me on live, just hang out 1 second.
You're listening to the Professional Podcast with Gary Roth.
And we're back. Thank you for sticking through that little ad break. I just want to be clear that I am not advocating hysteria in any way. I am asking you to go and get your own facts. I am asking you to provide reassurances to those around you. This virus is dangerous to a certain group of people. For those that are watching live, thank you, Ashley, so much for your comments. Keep them coming. This virus is dangerous to a select group of people. It has killed people in that group. The overwhelming majority of people with this disease or that caught this virus and died were older people. Yes, some younger people have passed away too. It is very tragic. No one, and I mean no one, that I know of is taking this lightly. And nobody should judge anybody for their response. If somebody wants to make a joke about toilet paper hoarding or something like that, that's fine. Let people process this in their own way. Okay? You don't need to yell at people on social media for responding in a way that doesn't suit your needs. All right? Let's just all get over that. You should know that most of the people that died in China were over 60 years old. An overwhelming majority of them smoked. Did you know that? Probably not. The people that have died here in the United States had underlying health conditions. Many of the ones in the United States that died were senior elderly people with already compromised immune systems. Remember the huge big outbreak that you probably did or didn't hear about in Seattle? Did you know that 14 deaths came from one nursing home? That is a horrific tragedy. I love senior citizens tremendously, and I am fortunate that I have had some amazing folks like that throughout my life, and they deserve outstanding health care. But let's not be hysterical when a small group of people are particularly at risk for this virus. That's where the good information comes from. Nobody is saying it's not important. Nobody is calling it simply an old person's disease. There are people calling it, which is mostly true. But at the same time, measures are being taken to protect those people around us. My friends, viruses come along every couple of years that are more detrimental to our older folks. If you have a compromised immune system, you're going to be vulnerable. I don't understand how people forget that. I don't understand how people will let hysteria driven by the media drive them into worry, panic, stress, panic buying, isolation, anger. Somebody was stabbed here in Alabama buying toilet paper the other day. Can you please, people, if you hear my voice, can you please not be an idiot? We need smart, cool, calm, collected responses in this time of crisis. And it is a crisis. Nobody is denying that it's not a crisis. We all need to be reminded to do the right thing, to wash our hands, to be respectful of personal space, right? We all need to be conscious of those things because there is a virus floating around this country that can be particularly dangerous to some people. Did you know that an overwhelming majority, something like 90%, will have the virus and never even know? And a majority of the people that do get it, actually get sick or symptoms, will recover fully. You've gotten the flu before, you've gotten chickenpox before, you've gotten strep throat before, you've gotten a ton of stuff, and you've gotten over it. That's what your immune system is for. Now, if you want to panic buy something, why don't you panic buy a gym membership? Why don't you panic buy some fresh vegetables and fruits? Why don't you panic stop smoking? Why don't you panic not go out and go clubbing tonight? The choices that we make for hysteria should be made in the responsible arena. All right, so if you're worried about this virus, you know, get in shape, right? Like, eat fruits and vegetables, take a multivitamin every day, live a healthy lifestyle so that your immune system, which fights off hundreds of things every single day, wouldn't you want to support that? Yes. So instead of rushing out to buy your 48 million pack of toilet paper in case you're quarantined, which you won't be, why not run out and buy yourself a multivitamin and some running shoes and get your lazy butt outside, go for a walk, go for a run, have some fun, okay? You don't need to panic buy. You don't need to have this hysteria, all right? I've said it time and time again, and I'll say it again. Yes, this is a dangerous virus, but it's specifically dangerous to a small group of people that probably have underlying health conditions. Now, there are some good things going on out there. As I mentioned earlier, legislation is coming out. Everybody talks about, like, oh, school is canceled, daycare is canceled, what am I going to do with my kids? Okay. They just passed legislation that's going to give money to employers to pay their people that can't come to work because of this virus. So they said literally that if you're an hourly employee, you don't have to worry about missing a paycheck. To me, that's pretty awesome. All right? They didn't have to do that. They didn't have to provide this legislation. Just keep that in mind. Do you think China is offering money to people that can't work? Do you think India or Iran? So next time you want to trash America, just remember how great we have it here. We have amazing information networks. We have full transparency of our government for the most part. We have an incessant media that will let nothing rest, right? And in the balance of everything, it's usually a good thing. But we have access to information in this country like nowhere else. So before you go trash on America, just remember, a virus comes along, gets a few people sick, creates this mass hysteria, the government steps in and helps people. Oh, by the way, did you know that they're terminating student loan interest on federally insured student loans? Yeah, Trump is a real jerk. My point is that there are things being done. Your panic and your worry does nothing but lessen your immune response. Stress reduces your ability to fight infection. Let me say that again. Stress reduces your ability to fight infection. There are a lot of other good things going on right now. There are drive-through testing centers going on, which, by the way, if you don't have symptoms, you don't need to be tested. There are people with symptoms that are waiting for hours to get a test. Please do not clog up the lines of the testing centers if you're not sick. Instead, why don't you spend time with your family? Why don't you exercise? How about you read a book? How about you learn a new skill? Maybe do something online to offset your income loss. Instead of sitting in line, full of hysteria, waiting to get a test that you probably don't need, just so that you can go buy toilet paper at record amounts. Let's not do that. There's a lot of push for at-home testing. There's some places that are using that are floating the idea of using paramedics to go test people in their home with protective gear. I think that's awesome. I think that's a way to reach people without coming together, without congregating. As you know, They have canceled major sporting events, major activities, major gatherings. They've all been canceled. The March Madness, the NCAA basketball tournament, spring training, a lot of NFL organizations, baseball, everything's been closed or delayed. We're seeing a lot of that in the Army, too. We've been told not to travel. So there's going to be consequences. And you can't get mad at the government for not providing a response and then get mad at the response that they provide. Right? So let's have a little integrity here that we know things are going to get a little worse. Things are going to get a little bit more restricted. We are not going to be locked down in our homes. All right? It's just not going to happen. Right? If store owners want to be responsible, they could limit the number of people in a store at a time. They could limit product purchases per person. There's a lot of things that can be done in a free society to make sure that everybody gets everything that they need. By the way, side note, I don't care if you find offense to this, but it's kind of nice having gas under $2 a gallon, just saying. But anyway, there's a lot of things that can be done. There's a lot of ways you can protect yourself, and these are all scientifically backed. And so most of you, and I'm talking most of you, maybe, you know what, I'm not even going to offer numbers, but most of you are going to be healthy, are going to be just fine. Look at what you're eating. Look at what you're drinking. Look at how you spend your time. Right? Get a little fresh air today. It's gorgeous here in Birmingham. It's like mid-70s. It's absolutely gorgeous. If it's not tornadoing outside, why don't you go outside and get some fresh air, please? Go outside, get some fresh air. Do a little exercise. Get your heart rate up. Do that every day, and you'll build up your immune system. I don't ever get sick. I'm a healthy dude because I exercise. I try my best to eat right. I take a multivitamin every day. I drink plenty of water. I don't drink that very much at all. I've never smoked. This is a respiratory illness. If you smoke, you are literally putting yourself in danger. So we'll panic buy toilet paper, but people will still smoke. To me, that doesn't make any sense. Or vaping. I think vaping's now kind of like being tied to that as well. So don't be an idiot. Stop smoking. It's a respiratory illness. Stop smoking. Get some fresh air. Get some exercise. Learn how to build up your immune system. It's not rocket science. It's basic health. And that's good advice for times of hysteria like we're in now. And that's good advice for times of non-hysteria. So this is a rather short episode, and I'm sure you're okay with that. But I'm going to talk finally about something that I've been engaged in conversations right now. Some of you watching this live on Facebook might even be engaged in the conversation. And it's the closing of churches. Now, I'm a follower of Christ. I'm not a good one. I know enough about Christ and the Christian church ecclesia, the purposeful gathering of Christ, to know how far away I am from being what God wants me to be. I admit that. I am a hopeless sinner. I fall short of His glory every stinking day. I am crippled sometimes by my own guilt and shame. So with that, I can say with full confidence that the closing of a church during this crisis is literally the worst message that a church could send. So what we're going to be as a church, apparently, and a lot of churches are closing their doors, are going to online-only services. All right? You don't mail in your Christian faith. Okay, you don't mail it in, right? You don't email it in. You go, you get up, you gather together. And that's a message for me too, because there's been times when I've just been lazy. Oh, I'm just going to watch online. Wrong answer. In life, in business, in faith, you have to show up. You have to take action. You have to be there. The same precautions that we take day in and day out, wash your hands, keep a safe distance, maybe not hug people as much. You can keep the church open and still show the world that the Christian faith is not scared of a virus. This is not the drowning man, and this is not handling snakes. This is not blatantly testing the Lord. What it is showing the world that in times of crisis, the church is open. Let me say that again. In times of crisis, the church is open. Shame on you if you're a church leader closing your doors during this crisis. Shame on you if you think online services are good enough. And shame on you if you buckle under the pressure of this virus scare that you know as well as I do, media hype. Media hype is what that is, and the church is buckling, and I am ashamed. I'm ashamed of myself for not doing more, and I'm ashamed of church leaders that are bowing to the media pressure of this virus. Christians in the early church were burned alive if they were caught gathering together. And yet we're going to rely on the internet to satisfy our worship? Give me a freaking break. For those of you listening to the podcast, you can't see it. I've lowered myself to shaking my freaking hand. I'm ashamed. And church leaders everywhere should be ashamed if they are closing their doors during this crisis. That's all I'm going to say about that. And there is scripture upon scripture that backs up what I say. There are historical examples. The life of Christ himself is an example of why you don't close the doors. Jesus and the apostles healed lepers. They touched lepers. And if you know anything about leprosy, they would clear a path. People would make way and yell, "Leper, leper," and they would point and run away. Not Christians. They did not blatantly test the Lord by getting leprosy on purpose, but they did not close their doors. They welcomed the lepers both physically and morally in with welcome open arms. They spread love. They ran in when others ran out. And that is why Christianity survived the test of time, because we go in, we stay in when there's trouble. And if you don't agree with that, then you don't know Jesus Christ. Well, now that we've got that covered, my friends, despite my emotional display for the church activities, please don't have hysteria, all right? Stay calm, stay patient. Stores will be restocked. Be responsible. Please don't buy up everything off the shelf. There are people that don't have anything that maybe can only get to a store once a week or something like that, or maybe couldn't afford to buy ahead. Please don't buy more than one item, okay? You don't need to buy 8 cases of toilet paper. Can you please let some of the other families have some? Save your money. Don't freak out. The stock market's going to respond. I promise you, it's going to rebound very strongly. And everything's going to be okay. Don't put yourself in a predicament that's going to take you longer to recover from. Don't go into financial debt. Don't be charging up a bunch of stuff on your credit card. Do the right thing. Stay calm. Use your head. You're very smart. You're intelligent. You can handle it. And do the right thing. All right. So for everybody tuning into the podcast, thank you so much for listening. Please find me on Twitter, blue_leadership. Please find us on Facebook, Blue Collar Consulting Group. Please find me on Instagram, Blue Collar Consulting. Also, Blue Consulting on TikTok. So much fun. Would love to see you on there. All right. So tell somebody you love them today. Check on your people. Check on your people. If you're a leader in business, if you're a leader in the military, if you're a family member, check on your family, check on your friends, check on those loved ones that you care about. Make sure they're okay. Heal their head, heal their heart, heal their body. All right, I love you guys a lot. I'll see you later.